Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, my name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm honored to be bringing you today's audio Daily Phil devotional. This one is entitled Living Sent. As a kid, I used to love hearing from the missionaries that our church sent out. In my mind, it combined Indiana Jones with the Bible, and that was a great union. Stories of taking the message of Jesus to remote places in the jungle, testimonies of seeing groups of people respond to Jesus for the first time, chronicling of translation of the scriptures into different languages. It all seemed so exotic and almost otherworldly. You know, those stories were inspiring, but they were also paralyzing. Those stories somehow drove home the erroneous point, at least in my heart, that mission was something that only a select group of Jesus followers do. The rest of the church is charged with sending people out on mission, but they aren't called to live it out themselves. In speaking about missions, one famous pastor once said, "You are either called to go or to send." Now, I understand his point. He's talking about global missions. But I think that the rhetoric subtly drives home the same idea I had as a kid. Some people are sent, and others are not. However, that's not the way Jesus described our calling as a church. When Jesus commissioned his disciples, he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." John 20, verse 21. Nearly all scholars agree that this commissioning wasn't just for the original disciples, but for every disciple. To be a Jesus follower is to be sent. The question is not whether you're sent. The question is, where are you sent? Now, Jesus is sending his church as light into darkness, to bring healing to sickness, as peacemakers into war zone, to infuse love into hate, and as good into evil. And like arrows, he is pulling us back in order that he may launch us out in peace and power and purpose in his name. God is on mission, and his church is his method. I think it's easy to get caught up in wondering where Jesus is sending us. That question often paralyzes us and prevents us from living as a sent person. But what if you assumed that Jesus simply wanted you to live sent right where you are? How might you interact with your family, your neighbors, your coworkers differently if you assumed that you were sent to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus right now and right where you are? Can I encourage you, spend some time today and praying that God would open your eyes to see the mission field that you are planted in right now. And then would you ask him to give you the boldness to step into it with his Spirit and power? You are sent by the King of Kings. Let me pray for you. Jesus, thank you for your mission that you've given us, that you are sending us in the same way that the Father has sent you. And so, Lord, may we live as those who are sent, not just as those who do the sending, but God, those who are called to step into the darkness carrying your light. And whatever that would look like in our daily lives, God, we want to do that faithfully and with your power. So would you help us, please, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us today, friends. I hope you have a great rest of your day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.